Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. President Biden says he intends to move ahead with a $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package, even if congressional Republicans aren't on board. He says he wanted to work with Republicans, but they're not willing to go as far as he thinks they need to go. Biden says people need help now.
A lot of folks out of work. A lot of folks going hungry, staring at the ceiling tonight, wondering, what am I going to do tomorrow? A lot of folks trying to figure out how to keep their jobs and take care of their children. A lot of folks reaching the breaking point. Suicides are up. Mental health needs are increasing. Violence against women and children is increasing. A lot of folks are losing hope.
Biden spoke Friday after meeting with House Democrats. He says the package will include emergency food aid, an extension of unemployment benefits, and $1,400 checks to non-wealthy Americans. In an interview with CBS Friday, Biden said he doesn't think former President Trump should have access to intelligence briefings because of his erratic behavior. Former presidents traditionally receive some intelligence briefings even after leaving office. Nearly 150 constitutional scholars are urging the Senate not to consider President Trump's First Amendment defense in the upcoming impeachment trial. They say that it has nothing to do with free speech. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports.
We know there are many difficult questions of First Amendment law, the scholars write, but this impeachment is not one of them, because the president does not have a First Amendment right to incite a mob and then sit back and do nothing as that mob invades the Capitol and terrorizes Congress. If proved, those are grounds for impeachment, they say, adding that while they take no position on whether the Senate should convict Trump, it should not base its decision on what they call the erroneous understanding of the First Amendment that's being advanced by Trump's lawyers. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
The Department of Education is launching a new monthly survey to capture what's happening in K through grade 12 schools during the pandemic. NPR's Anya Kamenetz has more.
Up to now, there has been no official source for understanding where schools are open or closed, how many hours of live instruction students are getting online, or just how unequal the access to learning has been over the past 11 months. Now, the National Center for Education Statistics says a new survey of 7,000 nationally representative schools across the country will answer all these questions and more. Data will be collected monthly for at least 5 months from February through June, and results will be reported to the public. Anya Kamenetz, NPR News.
This is NPR News. Talks between Chicago and its teachers' union appear to have broken down over plans to return to in-person learning in city schools. Mayor Lori Lightfoot says she presented her last, best, and final offer. The union rejects it. The teachers want more stringent safety protocols to prevent the spread of COVID-19 in the classrooms. The International Criminal Court has cleared the way for a possible war crimes investigation in the Palestinian territories. Israel objects. NPR's Daniel Estrin reports.
The ICC ruled it has jurisdiction to prosecute possible crimes in the Israeli-occupied West Bank, East Jerusalem, and the Gaza Strip. The prosecutor says there's a basis to investigate Israeli settlement activity and violence in Gaza, investigating Palestinian militants, too. Palestinian officials are welcoming the court's decision as a victory for justice. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called it persecution. He said democracies have a right to fight terror, and the ruling would hurt chances for peace. State Department spokesperson Ned Price said the U.S. has concerns about the court exercising jurisdiction over Israeli personnel. Neither Israel nor the U.S. are members of the court. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Jerusalem.
Actor Christopher Plummer has died. His manager said he died Friday at his home in Connecticut. No cause was given. In his long career on stage and in movies, he often played leading men, perhaps most memorably as Captain Von Trapp in The Sound of Music. Christopher Plummer was 91. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.